still on to my mythology. I know this song and its strange last refrain. I know this life and what can remain. I know there's nowhere to go. Something I know. Late at night when the cold angel calls, I'll be naked as a babe, my back to the wall. And she will tease me with her sweet delights, and she'll enchant me with Brahma's long night. I can't pretend that I'll go just for show. Something I know. Something I know.
Ra-uru-hu, sort of a low-rent Bob Dylan there. Yet another dead cult leader. They're all dead tonight. From his only, from what I know, his only release, Going Ashore, 10 Years Sailing Neutrino Seas. We heard Brahma's Long Night, Package Tour, and Greystones. I think I'm going to play one more David Wilcock thing. just to commemorate his life. I'll be right back.
Are burning dim. We make love better without them. Untie all of your binding things. We can fly riding our love's wings. 'Cause wonderful one, your moon and your sun are second to none. Wonderful one, moonlight shadows are burning bright. The night sky. 'Cause wonderful one, your moon and your sun are second to none. Wonderful one. Round and round we go, never saying no. When it's right, we fly away. We'll be right back. wonderful
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Take it away, Dan.
Fry me, vocal fry, and let me yoink among the stars. Let me hear the Conicles and Kagiras. In other words, bleed my ears. In other words, caterjack me, Jack. Oh, overtones and whistles, holler shanties and galas. Harmonies from tenores and hocketing barcas. In other words, auctioneers. In other words, Shuby Taylor. Fry me, vocal fry. Play me some Dada from Yacht Blanc. Field recordings, interviews, and growls from Dave Van Ronk. In other words, purple haze. In other words, Ema Sumac, Jack, Wally Cox's Efing, and that Okinawan bounce, track and album titles that you just cannot pronounce. In other words, in other words, vocal fry.
We'll be right back. And good evening. You're listening to Vocal Fry here on WFMU. I'm Dan Boda with you every Tuesday from 8 to 9, playing music that features weird vocals or interesting, fun, exploratory vocals. And have we got a band for you tonight? We have the band Time Trout here to play live in the studio here at WFMU. Very, very happy to have these guys in. And I think we'll do introductions after you've had a chance to play a little bit. But we just want to introduce the group Time Trout and take it away.
Stitch the leaves. Stitch the leaves carefully. And with regard for the isolated time beat. Hey, if you look at yourself with one eye. And if you look at yourself with one eye, close the other. Close the other. If you look at yourself with one eye,
right. Time Trout here are my guests on Vocal Fry tonight here on WFMU. That was fabulous. Thank you.
I guess
maybe we should introduce who is in the band. And I guess since you have the mic, Viv, maybe I can ask you to make introductions. Can we do that?
Well, someone well known to WFMU is Dave Mandel on bass.
Yes, on the bass, our own Dave Mandel.
And Marcus Cummins on sax and ocarina and things like that. And Stephen Moses, who's playing drums and also trombone. And I'm Viv Corringham on voice.
And Viv, you were a guest here recently, so listeners may have encountered your music on the program before and may have heard that episode. But if you haven't, you can go back and check it out. So you guys spent a lot of time, I guess, rehearsing that to get it so tight, right?
Yeah, I think we made one note mistake there. But
yeah. The joke for listeners who maybe don't know this is that you completely improvise your pieces when you perform. Is that right?
We do. I come in with, I've got a pile of words that I've kind of borrowed and stolen from all over the place. And then we just kind of play, and, some words seem appropriate and some seem inappropriate. So that's even better. And we improvise the whole thing.
But it's really kind of sounds more like rock than jazz. It's sort of an interesting aesthetic or context to hear improvisation of that kind of very free style in.
Yeah, I suppose it is. Yeah, I think somebody else should come and say something here.
Yeah,
Dave, you can talk about the.
We straddle all the worlds, so there's some jazz and some rock and God knows what else thrown into the mix there.
Yeah. Well, you're all involved in a whole bunch of projects, kind of like happens in the improvising scene, right? So can we maybe hear a little bit about some of the background that you all come from musically? Dave, maybe you can start. I know you've got a couple of other projects going now and have had in the past. Yeah.
My joke is that I tell rock musicians that I'm a jazz musician, and I tell jazz musicians that I'm a rock musician. So somewhere in the middle. I play in some straight rock bands, good ones, but, sort of traditional-ish, and I play in a few bands doing improvised music. I love improvised music. It's kind of my favorite thing.
I'm trapped. So you hear me.
I'll bring it over. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to take the microphone to Stephen.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think he has.
Good. Yeah. So Stephen is playing drums and trombone tonight. But Stephen, my understanding is that you sort of started off more as a trombonist. Is that right?
When I was a kid, I played trombone, and then I got punched in the mouth. I was already playing drums when I encountered some stranger's fist into my face.
Damn.
I was in Boston at that point. But I've been playing drums. I've been playing a lot of strange music for a long time. Very comfortable with odd time signatures. Alice Donut is my band, I suppose, that I'm most known for. I'm having a band called Mustafina, a band called Gojumo, a band called Time Trout. Oh, it's these guys. I play with Percy Jones from Brand X, Percy Jones, and I have a group called MJ12. And there's a band called Rasslers that I'm just starting to do with. We have a first gig coming up kind of soon. It's a kind of a half cover band, half joke, but it's fun. I love these guys. And if I'm leaving anybody out, I apologize.
Yeah, well, that's a lot. It's a lot to keep track of, huh?
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were involved in a birthday gig by Steve, where he was playing with many, I can't remember how many, like eight of your bands. Oh, six. Yes. Well, it seemed. And so he just played drums all night. I was very impressed by the stamina.
Estos gritos. And I was just wondering if it was the trombone playing that got you punched in the mouth.
That's Gil, our engineer here tonight.
Another band I forgot to mention is Estos Gritos. It's really cool. There's a couple of guys at Venezuela that grew up together. That's really cool rocking band. And, we don't play that often because they're usually out of the country. But,
Steve, we're mainly interested in the punching incident.
Yeah, well.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't. I'm also deaf. The punching.
Oh, the punching.
I was walking down the street one evening at the time I was going to Berklee School of Music, in quotes. I was walking down the street and I went to see if this lady was home. She wasn't home. I'm walking back toward the dorm, hands on my pockets. It's drizzling. It's about 8:30 at night. And some guy just walking past me just cold cocked me and knocked my newly capped front teeth into my lip. I went back to I went to a police station, a police car that was standing on the corner. I said, and I'm bleeding like a pig. I tell the cops, some guy just hit me. Could we just go get him? He's like, yeah, one second. And the light turned green. Bye-bye.
He takes off.
And they were gone. So I flew home on the Eastern Shuttle, which was at the time $35, because that's how old I am.
Damn.
And yeah, that was the rest is history. But I already played drums.
It must have interfered with your Berklee career, huh?
Yeah. It did, very, very much so. They switched me down to like a lower grade teacher than what I had. Anyhow, yeah, it was traumatic. Thank you for bringing it up.
So sorry to be laughing.
Okay, Marcus.
Hi. I can't believe Steve got punched before they hadn't even heard him playing the trombone.
I know.
Imagine that. That's taking his head off. No, I'm Marcus. Hello, Dan, and thanks for having us. And I'm Marcus Cummings. I'm English like Viv, but I've lived here for over 20 years. And the first time Dave got this group together, the drums have changed a few times. Steve's fantastically been with us for years. And the first gig I ever played, I think it was at Downtown Music Gallery, and Viv announced a tune, and she said that she had learned in John Stevens' drum workshops in London at the old Bass Clef a million years ago, which I had also done as a young teenager. And so anyway, I've been here for a long time, kind of doing a lot of improvised music at the moment. I play Indian music. I played in New York City in an Ethiopian group for a long time. My biggest influence probably was playing with Trevor Watts, who's a British saxophone player and composer and master, traveling around the world a lot with him before I came here. But I love New York City, so I got stuck.
Yeah,
that's it. The end.
and have you ever been punched for your music?
No.
This is like a new bar that we have to set for people.
I think it would be useful for people.
It's a good
metric.
They
can make their own judgment on that.
So you and Viv are both from the United Kingdom. You guys must know each other, right? Did you grow up together?
No, but that's what John Stevens, was a famous drummer in the improvised world, and he used to do workshops in East London a long time ago. And anyway, it was just intriguing that we'd both done that. And I wear glasses, Dan, just in order not to get punched. Do you know?
Oh, that's a good call.
Because people, it's embarrassing punching somebody with glasses.
Yeah, it is. It makes you feel like, less of a good person. I mean, you can feel like a really good person if you punch somebody, but if they're wearing glasses, it really just sticks in the craw. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Maybe we should hear some more music from you guys if you...
Sure.
Yeah, all right.
Let's do that.
Good. All right. Excellent. My guests are Time Trout here on Vocal Fry on WFMU.
I flew. I flew from London to New York, and I passed through or near Corner Seamount, Corner Seamount. Charlie Gibbs, Fracture Zone, Maori Sea Channel, Eric Ridge, Corner, Brook, Corner, Brook. Ponta Delgado, Ponta Delgado. I flew from New York to London, and I passed through or near Jamaican Ridge, Boring Plateau, Porcupine Plain, Reykjanes Ridge, Reykjanes Ridge, Imasuak, Sea Channel, Great Meteor, Table Mount, flying from London to New York, flying from New York to London, and passing by, Shauna Seamount. Seamount, Maori Sea Channel, Ponta Delgado, Great Meteor, Tableau, Jamaican Ridge, Boring Plateau, Porcupine Plain, Reykjanes Ridge, Imasuak Sea Channel, Great Meteor, Table Mount, the salt, the salt in the sky, the salt in the sky, the salt. Misfortune, the winds of
first I fall, then my wall. walking to the river. There was a little tiny orange car up there on the ground, and someone had lost it. Son of an object. Tiny, shiny orange car. And there was a hum. Hum by the river. That was a keep us warm, hums to make us cool, making energy, hums, making energy, from the river, the Mississippi River, the Mississippi River, going south, touching oil. Oil we want cheap. Oh, we want that oil, but we don't want to pay too much. So the kid who lost the orange car, you remember the orange car, the poor little tiny shiny orange car, he can grow up and drive a real one, and drive a real one. Thank you.
That is Time Trout here live on Vocal Fry on WFMU, which is what you're listening to. I'm Dan Boda here with you every Tuesday night. It's a little bit after 8:30 right now. Wow, you guys, that was really great. So we had sort of two pieces there. Am I right? Is that how you thought of it? I know you're sort of doing it on the spot, right?
Oh, yeah, might be. You're probably right. I wasn't counting.
Yeah, I'm just kind of trying to take measure, I guess, or get a gauge on whether I'm hearing it the same way as you guys are. But yeah, fabulous. And so, as you mentioned earlier, these songs are all improvised in the moment. So how did you guys get to know each other's ways of playing and your languages? I mean, is that?
But yeah, just by listening to each other, coming together and just seeing what we do when we just start.
Yeah.
So we usually, you know, when we meet, you couldn't exactly call it rehearsing because nothing's the same, obviously, in the gig. But yeah, we just listen to each other and respond. I think that's all you can say.
Yeah.
Unless anyone has anything cleverer to say, go on, Marcus.
Dan, I was just going to say, Steve, was someone else was in a drumming at that time. Michael Evans, who was an amazing, wonderful, wonderful drummer, who died. But anyway, in COVID, we used to rehearse like once a week, I think. And so it was just rehearsing, improvising, but it's also to do with coming together, you know, kind of bonding, just psychically and everything, spiritually, whatever, you know, musically. And I love playing with this, especially with Steve on drums, who's, you know, more of a rock background, and as is Dave in lots of ways, you know, the way they improvise. And I really enjoy that, as opposed to people from the jazz, you know, more of a jazz background. And Viv's does all sorts as well, you know. So anyway, that's what I found. And we should rehearse. We haven't been rehearsing regularly lately because it's good for just ideas and working each other out and stuff.
Stays fresh.
Yeah.
So well, I do have a question from a listener who asks, if you guys play something the same way twice, is there a system where you get fined like James Brown's band did?
Absolutely not. Ever.
I had already answered.
Probably some similar. I mean, I play coherent sort of bass parts, and they're all improvised, but there's probably some occasionally I might play something similar to something I played in September, maybe, you know.
Yeah.
Dan, what I mean by is I like playing with, say, Dave, what he's saying there is because there's always time, there's a lot of time, you know, as opposed to blip squeaky kind of improvised stuff and more,
right,
you know, there's all sorts of improvised music. I mean, everything's improvised, Indian music, Ethiopian, whatever you do, you know. But anyway, so that's, yeah.
Yeah, I think that kind of like rhythmic structure that you guys build really holds things together in a way that, you know, yeah, we can access very differently from free jazz.
We play free sometimes, but we tend to play in time, as Marcus says, a lot. Yeah,
there's just
yeah.
a lot of time that comes in.
Yeah. I think that's Steve and I just sort of lock in, you know, see eye to eye on that. We tend to lock in a lot into grooves, but not always. Sometimes we play just pre.
Did you brought an ocarina? How did you get into playing the ocarina, and what kind of an ocarina is it that you have?
Dan, I've no idea. It's a thing that I've had around. I have a few. I don't know where they come from, ocarinas. They just appear.
They're kind of magical, right?
They're magical, they're brilliant and silly. They're everything in life. They're a euphemism for everything. But I love the one I'll play it maybe next. Maybe you don't know. We don't know. The voices tell us what to do. But I circular breathe a lot. I've always done that. And with the ocarina, it's like a backdrop of various noises. I always, this is terrible. I've done it in America. You're not allowed to say anything. There was an amazing album, the Senoi of Malacca is an Indonesian tribe. It's one of those field recordings from like the 30s where people are going, and I kind of I use them as my inspiration on the ocarina. It's a backdrop.
Oh, okay.
You'll hear it. You'll recognize it straight away.
Yeah.
We have a couple things we should plug at some point. Not necessarily now, but yeah, let us forget before. We have a show coming up this Sunday, which we really want to make sure people know about.
This Sunday
we're playing at Mama Tried in Brooklyn, which is an amazing outdoor space in what's the neighborhood called? Yeah, it's on Third Avenue.
South
in
Slope or Gowanus, I guess. What would you call that?
Yeah, yeah.
Sunset Park, North
Sunset,
Sunset Park.
Sunset Park. Thank you. I was completely black. Yeah, this Sunday with Drew Gardner, and The Scene Is Now. It's going to really, really going to be a great show. It's the first time we've ever played at Mama Tried. It will be. And we're very, very excited about that. So people in the area should come out. This Sunday, May 3rd. Early afternoon show. It starts at 4 p.m.
Yeah, so really this is not like a nighttime show. Just to emphasize that to folks, show up early. You guys are playing first, I think, on that bill.
Second.
Is that right? Second? Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
And I've heard really great things about that space, although I haven't had a chance to go there yet. That's great. And do you have other kind of things that you wanted to plug, or
I guess we should mention the record, the album.
Yes, yes.
We've got an album out on Otto Roku, which is the record label of Cafe Otto, which is like the main place in London, really, for alternative experimental music. And it's called Stuck Like Jane Austen. And you can either look it up on Otto Roku or just on Bandcamp. So.
Yeah.
Time Trout, Stuck Like Jane Austen.
And I just want to warn people that if you don't like fishing, be careful when you're Googling, because now that Google's results are all AI, it's rather unfortunate. So definitely put like Viv's name or somebody's name in as well.
Yes.
with the terms.
Very good point.
And then
Okay.
You want to play some more?
Sure.
We might be graced with the ocarina even. All right, Time Trout here on Vocal Fry on WFMU. Oh,
at your voice could fill my throat. That your voice could fill my throat. That your eyes could shoulders at night when the hallucinating flames, when the hallucinating flames of nightmares call for silence, of nightmares call for silence. And when the soft walls of reality embrace it, shoulders at night. You don't know that the perfumes of my days are dying on my tongue. When the crafty ones come, when the crafty ones come, when the crafty ones come with their knives adrift, when I plunge into the mud of night. You don't know. You don't know my night face. You don't know my night face. My eyes like horses made for space. You don't know my night face. You don't know. You don't know. When I plunge, when I plunge into the mud of hate.
Time Trout here on Vocal Fry on WFMU. Tremendous. And the way you you land those endings is just wonderful. Yeah. Love it every time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's the tricky bit.
Looks like we're coming pretty close to the end of the program. I don't want to you know, stop you from playing, because we have you here, you're playing. If you're enjoying it and want to play a little bit more, I just want to let you know that I do have to, you know, have a hard end date. So we've got about 10 minutes total in the show. So I'd say if you want to play for another 5 minutes or so,
yeah.
Sounds great. All right.
Yeah,
excellent.
Let's do that.
Good. You're listening to Vocal Fry on WFMU, and my guests are Time Trout, playing this Sunday at Mama Tried in Brooklyn on 3rd Ave and what it's like 27th Street or so. Yeah. Thank you.
noise is a destruction. Is a destruction of the world, doomed to remain a minority interest. Will a story give the illusion of what it was? Where is there to me and to me and why do we only bisect spaces? Why do we only bisect? Why? Do we only bisect spaces, not torn off or reverse? Why is most of it rectangular? Did you ever look from the air? Did you ever look from the air at the periphery of any city? The periphery. Will it be preserved? Will the residual become concerns? What does it mean? Whose interest is served? Is it a mission? Is it the apocalypse? Is it the only rhetorical mode left? Would we know the world better? Would we know the world better? Better, because it consoles us. It consoles us. It consoles us. Should it be supervised by anthropologists? Should the destruction of the world be supervised?
Thank you so much. I think it was a rhetorical question, but I think the destruction of the world, maybe it should be supervised by anthropologists, right? Because I feel like the profession needs a place in the bigger scheme of things, right?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. Thanks so much, Don. It's been a
real
pleasure.
Thank you all, my guests, Time Trout here on Vocal Fry tonight. Thank you so much for being with us. Really, really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Okay, yes, excellent. And thanks to Gil Schuster for engineering tonight.
Yay!
And making everything sound amazing. And you're listening to WFMU here. You can find us online at WFMU.org, and this program and all the other programs here are recorded for posterity in Archives a Mile Deep, kept under lock and key, that we have available for your perusal on our website, wfmu.org. So check out, there's, 400 some odd Vocal Fry episodes to go through. So that should keep you busy if you're bored. And And if that's not enough to keep you busy, there's just, you know, dozens and dozens of other programs here on WFMU. So a veritable, you know, deep well of music that you can tap into for probably the rest of your life if you'd like to. And you can do all that on our website, WFMU.org. And to give you the, you know, our legal identification, I just want to let you know that you're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. And we're online all the time, of course, as I said, at WFMU.org. And I'll play a little bit of music for you to carry you up a couple of minutes until the hour when Kendra Plex is here, and she will take care of you and all of your freaking out needs. She'll attend to them graciously and tenderly until midnight.
Thank you.